Hello, this is Amy Nelson from Local Splash.
Hi, we got disconnected, I think. I'm Angie, I'm calling.
Nice to meet you.
Nice.
How can I help you?
Okay, so I put the credit card in, which I think he was maybe not being able to do last night.
There's no issues with the credit card, ma'am. Everything's good. We're waiting to do onboarding with Paul. He wasn't available yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I just put the credit card in, so.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
I was on the phone for quite a long time. I can't remember the young lady's name. And she said the credit card went through for whatever with Local Splash, but not in line so that Google had it so that they would charge me for the leads or whatever.
Right. We haven't onboarded you yet, so we're not charging you for the leads until we have access to your account through onboarding. That's the call that needs to happen.
Okay.
That we had scheduled yesterday that you rescheduled, and
that's what I thought the lady had called me back about last night, but I don't know. But anyway,
okay.
All right, it seems there's been some miscommunication. So what does the onboarding call consist of?
The onboarding call is going to be our agent walking Paul through giving us access to the Google Verified account again. So what happened, Angie, is when Paul signed up with us, we set everything up for the regular Google listing, the Facebook ads, all of those things. And then Paul upgraded for Google Verified, which at that time was known as Google Guaranteed, and that's a pay-per-lead service. We completed the entire process to get him approved for that because it is a bit of a process. Like, there's background check and the licensing, the insurance, all of those sorts of things. We got that approved. Yeah, we got that approved for him, and then he never chose to turn the leads on at any point for that. So then at some point, he decided to cancel that product, and we gave him the credentials to it because basically he's the owner of it, right? It belongs to the business. And when you cancel that product, we give you the credentials. So you can conceivably log in and run that campaign on your own. After further investigation, it looks like he never ran that campaign on his own either. So he is bringing it back to our platform. The onboarding call is going to be my agent walking one of you or both of you through how to give us access to that again, so we can charge you for the lease and get it going.
Okay, because I was just reading about how to start a campaign, because that generates ads, which generates people to come to your website, which generates leads. Am I understanding that correctly?
Partially, Angie. So there's multiple products on Google. So the product that you guys have right now is your regular Google business profile, like your Google listing that shows up within your local map, the Facebook ads, and those things. Google Verified, which is formerly known as Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads, is a pay-per-qualified lead program at the top of the page. That is what we're trying to get access to. I mean, it's what we will get access to. We can see it in our system. We just have to walk Paul or you through how to give us access again. It'd be a pretty simple process. Now, Google Ads is different. So that's pay-per-click, and that takes people, when somebody clicks on that ad, for example, let's say it's a swimming pool contractor, that they click on that portion of the ad for JTB pool contracting, say that they, you know, like sometimes you'll see these ads that'll pop up and they look like kind of like paragraphs, and it'll have some words about the business, a quick sentence, and then it'll have like a hyperlink what we call like a keyword, say pool remodeler or pool contractor or custom swimming pool. And that will be maybe in blue or purple on the ad. You probably have seen something like that. When somebody clicks on those hyperlinks, say you had that on yours, and then I clicked on the pool remodeling or custom pool swimming pool contractor, it's going to take me to that portion of your website. So for example, it's going to take me to the custom pool portion of your website and any photos you have there or any information you have there, but there's no guarantee that person's going to call you.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. It is activity. We are a Google partner in that area. We do a ton of Google ads, but it's not always as successful on a smaller budget as it is to go with the Google Verify. Now, I did offer to Paul, if he wanted to start Google ads, because we actually give you guys like an additional boost promo. For example, the minimum threshold to begin Google ads with this, which you guys do completely qualify for, is $300. You invest $300 in the first month, we get a $130 coupon that we give right back to you, and that's free ads. So in the first month, you get $430 in ads instead of only $300. Okay? And that would give you conceivably a third position on the first page of Google. Now, the difference between these ads and the local service ads or Google verified ads, they're still technically called ads, is those ads at the in the Google verified section are qualified leads. So for example, you're listed in this specific section because you guys have special licensing for what you do, you have special insurance for what you do, you've passed the background check, you are the most elite in your area for what you're offering, and Google is backing that. So in this section, when somebody clicks on your website, there's no charge. When somebody calls your business, there's no charge. Your calls are only, or your leads are only charged if, A, the caller is requesting an estimate over the phone, which three of us know that's like, you can't do that for what you guys offer, right? You can't estimate a swimming pool on the phone. Or they're setting an appointment with you to have face-to-face estimate, meaning they're saying, hey, yes, we're considering this, we're contacting you, you have great reviews, you know, whatever has drawn them to you, which is our job, is to make sure that you're getting the activity you want and that you're showing up in a relative place and that your listing is optimized so you're getting the exposure that you need. So your lead budget is only charged once they actually are setting an appointment with you, right? That is going to make it a qualified lead instead of just somebody clicking, okay, on your business. Now, there's a really good chance that if you add in the Google ads in addition to what you guys are already doing, that it's going to increase the activity, and I do believe it would be very beneficial to you. The reason I didn't push very hard for this for you guys is because I know that it's the end of the year, and he mentioned that January is really like a super dead time for you guys. So if you want me to run the ads for you, I can, and it's a la carte, so you can run the ads for a little while, and if you don't love them, which the only reason I've really had people cancel the ads is because they got too much business, but if at any point for any reason you want to stop those ads, you can, and you wouldn't be charged for that.
That's what I was gonna say. So essentially to run the ads is $300 a month?
$300 a month, yes ma'am, and it will give you a third spot on Google. And the other thing is a lot of times when you're showing at the top in the Google verified and again within the local map, and you have this third position that kind of pops in between those two and it pops at the bottom of the page, when you have that, a lot of times you don't, it really does its job. You don't have to pay for a ton of clicks, but it's giving you more real estate, if you understand kind of like what I'm saying, because there's only like so many spots, right?
So
yeah.
I mean, and obviously, the more people who see our website,
yes,
and see an ad run, the better. I mean,
Think about yourself and when you Google something, right? You Google, say you're looking for a facial spa, right? And you're like, you Google it and you're looking and you see something at the very top of the page. You're like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. And then you scroll a little bit further down. You're like, oh man, there it is again. And then when you see it again within the local map, hey, it's only 5 miles from me or whatever, you know, then you're like, wow, like it's almost like natural subliminal messages, but that they're not natural, right?
Well, how much do we pay already before we add the 300.
Okay, so as soon as your Google verified is live, which is not going to be very long at all, we have that call scheduled today at 3:30 your time for onboarding, you guys are going to pay the activation budget of, drum roll please, I'm pulling the number, 1 second, dun, 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 $765. Okay, and that's a 13 lead budget, Angie. So what that is your lead cost is at about $59. It's $58.67, so we'll just call it $59. And as those qualified leads come into you, which we stretch that budget over the course of the entire month. So the $765 is paid up front. If we leave it idle and just let it run as is, it'll come in at approximately about 3 leads a week. And you guys can increase or decrease that. So, for example, say he gets a call and now he takes that job. And I don't know if you guys have crews or not or what that looks like for you. But let's just say for the sake of this example that now that job is going to keep you guys busy for 6 weeks. You know that you're not going to be able to take on anything else. You have options. You can continue to take more calls to book them out further, or you can choose to pause the campaign. And when you pause the campaign, that's where your budget stops. So if you only used one lead, basically there's about $700 left in that budget, 12 more leads worth, right?
Does the budget always, it carries over, I mean?
It does roll over, absolutely. And if you only use, say you only use 2 leads out of the month, then in the following month, we're only charging for the 2 leads you use to bring the threshold back up to the $765. So obviously, if you use all 13 leads and you guys made a bundle of money, it's not a big deal to spend another $765, right? So when you're in control of this, that's the difference between like this and Angie's List or Thumbtack or any other packages. A, the leads are exclusive. They're only coming to you. You don't share them. B, it's direct contact from the client, direct phone calls. Okay. C, you're only paying for what you actually use, and you have to be setting an appointment with these folks in order for it to be considered qualified.
All right. Okay. So listen, Paul, there's a good chance he's going to be out in the field or whatever today.
Okay.
Can the onboarding call come to me, because I will be
in
town closer.
Yeah.
And I'll be in front of the laptop, and it'll be easier for me to do it than.
And you have access to the email and everything, because it's going to be an email. It's going to be an email login that we're going to do. Like, we're going to log you into the local service ad dashboard, and then from there, what's going to happen is we're going to show you how to give us access. We're going to send you an email invitation directly from Google to give us access again to put it back on our platform.
Okay. I mean, you know, if I have any issues, I can get Paul right on the phone.
Cool. And we'll walk you through it. Can you guys?
I mean, there's nothing.
Can you give me just 1 second? I'm sorry. I'm working from home today, and I have to get my son up. He's gonna be late for school. Give me just like 1 second.
Absolutely. Well, we can figure that out. I'll be here. And
if you have to change the password.
Yeah, right. We'll just write it down. And I understand it a little bit better than you do.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad because Paul's asked a ton of questions, and I've told him a bunch of times, and I don't mind continuing to go over it for him. I know he grasps the general concept, but I think it's going to be really helpful that he has you to kind of fill in those gaps and ask the additional questions of whatever's being missed here.
I'm here, so yes.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I had to tell him the other day, I think with all due respect, Paul, you're not a very techie person, and that's okay.
and Amy, is that Amy, right?
Yes.
Bless your heart,
yes.
Honey, for helping him and walking through him.
Listen, he's been with us for over a year. He's been with us for over a year, and I was the original agent who signed him up and got him. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I will never give up on Paul. He's my favorite. Yeah. Seriously, though. You just,
okay.
You fall in love almost with some of these clients in a, you know, professional way. Like when you know that they need the help and that they will benefit from this. But it's like, if I had the ability to spend a little extra time, which I'm glad to help you guys understand. And the other thing is this, is you're going to get an account manager. So a specific human that you deal with all the time on this. Once we get the onboarding going, you're going to have one particular person that you deal with, and then you can always call me if you want to. But
I was going to say, right.
Yeah, but you'll have one person, so
okay.
It'll be really good for you guys. But, yeah, I can make sure that call comes to you, and you want it to come on the 813 number, or you want it to come on your number?
On my number, which is 813.
Yep.
862.
Yep.
5419.
Yes, ma'am. I've got that right here. I've got you locked in as an authorized user and a fully authorized. So we're good to go.
Okay.
Okay.
You can throw all my numbers away.
Listen, I already know, Paul, and this is just one of them things that women understand. We love you guys, but you'd be lost without us.
He says it all the time.
My job is selling pools and supervising the building of the pools. It is not, unfortunately, talking to you.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that, because if I have to supervise that stuff, I'm going to tell you, we ain't getting nothing built. You know what I mean? Like,
we all have what we're good at, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you so much. And 3:30 for my call, right?
Yeah, between 3:30 and 4, it'll be right around there. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to go ahead and send you over. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to switch so as of right now, we have all text messages from us going directly to Paul. I'm going to change that number where they only come to you. Mainly. They can still go to Paul, but then that way I think the likelihood of something getting missed is going to be a lot lower if they're coming to you. So you're going to get a text message right now that says, hi, this is Amy. And it's just going to be my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have it until your person is assigned. Okay?
Wonderful.
And that way you can, I'm actually been promoted since I last worked with Paul, so I'm actually the revenue floor manager. It says only for Google Verified, but I'm actually in charge of all products. So you're good.
All right.
You got that?
I did. It just
perfect. So you can just call me directly at my extension if you have any questions or you're feeling unsure about anything. Please do let me know and we'll take good care of you, okay?
I for sure will. Thank you so much again.
Just real quick, does she need do we need to have the local / open our business profile or anything when she takes this onboarding call?
I don't think it's going to be that serious. It's going to be something that's direct from Google that we're going to trigger, to get access. And my team is super knowledgeable. Like if there's, we're even known to we'll send you a video link and we'll hop on a video call with you so we can share the screen and walk you through it. Like we don't want it to be confusing or hard for you for any reason. And the fact of the matter is with all these computers and AI and changes and all the things in the world, like it can get convoluted very easily. So we'll even hop on and have you share your screen. Like whatever it takes to make it work is our job.
Okay. Yeah. Bless the girl's heart last night because she was sending me something where I had to put my card on for start with the Google Ads and
This is it. I see that. It's RLE. She was trying to get the access and she said that you were not able to see the email from the Google Meet, so that's the video call. But what we'll do is I'll get on this afternoon with Miss Angie and between us girls we'll get you straightened out. Don't worry.
That's what I need.
Yeah, we got you. Don't worry. I'll make sure it gets good and taken care of. Don't you worry one bit. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. And, well, Angie stepped out of here, but she'll be looking for that call at 3:30.
And it'll be coming from the 877 number. Tell her don't panic if it's not right at 3:30. That it will happen. I promise. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to y'all later. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye now.